Now, Margaret Mills is back with me once again. And Margaret, you've got a thing about preachers at the moment. So I think you're looking at another one this week. Is that right?
Absolutely. The name this time is William Webb Ellis.
Right.
And if you're a rugby fan, you're probably saying, is that the William Webb Ellis? Yeah, it is actually. Mm-hmm. William Webb Ellis is said to have been the first schoolboy at rugby school to have ever picked up the ball and run with it, hence rugby.
Right.
Yes.
So what year is that then?
This was, well, there's a bit of an argument whether it was 1823 or 1824. Hmm. But I think,
well,
you know, we
anyway.
Can be flexible
for
a year, can't we? Yeah, William Webb Ellis was a pupil at the famous rugby school, of course, forever associated with the book Tom Brown, School
Indeed.
Days.
Yeah.
And the question is, did he or did he not pick up the ball and run with it, thus creating new rules and a new game of rugby? Well, there are those who believe he did, those who believe it wasn't him, it was somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know for certain. But certainly we do know that when he'd finished at rugby school, when he was 18, he studied theology, became a minister, and he was sent to be a minister of a church in Essex at Magdalene or Magdalen, I'm never sure how you pronounce this, mm-hmm. Magdalene Laver. In
right.
Essex.
Where's that?
Not far from Ongar.
Right.
It's in the Ongar Harlow area.
Right.
And he became famous there for, again, a stirring sermon that he preached in 1854 that was to do with the Crimean War. And it was said to be a deeply moving sermon about the war and the, you know, the enormous suffering
mm-hmm.
occasioned by the Crimean War. It was a real tearjerker of a sermon. It was reported in all the newspapers, including the national press,
mm-hmm.
of course. William Webb Ellis didn't finish his days at Magdalene Laver. He went abroad to France, where in fact he is buried, and his grave in France is tended by the French Rugby Federation, so they obviously did believe the story.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the other story? The people who don't believe that it was William Webb Ellis who picked up the ball and ran with it. Well, the opposing camp says that it was actually another schoolboy at rugby who was there at the same time as mm-hmm. Webb Ellis, and his name was Jem Mackey. And he, in 1823 or 1824, picked up the ball and ran with it. So why didn't Mackey get the credit? Well, he was expelled shortly afterwards, and we don't know the reason
Stole
why.
Stole the ball.
So maybe rugby school thought, well, we can't give the credit to somebody who's been expelled. So Webb Ellis got the credit. But this has been disputed over many, many years.
Right.
And many people take the view that it was Mackey, and many people say it was William Webb Ellis. I believe William Webb Ellis gets the credit today. And Jem Mackey is largely forgotten.
Well, he wasn't a preacher either. So.
Well, exactly.
So he had no other claim to fame.
No, but it's an interesting first for Essex
if
the story is right and it is Webb Ellis.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thank you very much, Scott.